Okay, so welcome everyone to our international conference on multilingualism, linguistic challenges and neurocognitive mechanisms. My name is Carsten Steinhauer. I'm the main organizer of this conference, and I'm really happy that you're all here and found your way to Montreal and to this conference. Before, the director of our school, Dr. Mark Pell, will put this event into the context of our 50th anniversary, and the dean of the faculty, Dr. David Eidelman, will officially open this conference. Let me briefly make a few remarks about the history and the spirit of this conference. Thanks to you all, this meeting is a real phenomenon in several ways. When we initially decided to organize such a conference, as many events, or among many events to celebrate the 50th anniversary of our school, we had actually a much smaller event in mind and were expecting among some 80 participants to come here to Montreal to our conference. But in addition, we also had in mind the highly interdisciplinary approach to multilingualism at our own home department. And so the idea was to actually invite researchers and professionals from very different backgrounds and who use very different approaches to this field. Our 8 invited speakers, I think, already reflect this expected mix. And apart from their really high impact on the field internationally. Moreover, we also wanted to stimulate true exchanges among researchers from these different fields. And therefore, unlike at many other multi and interdisciplinary conferences in the field, where very often the group splits up into sub-conferences of either linguists or neuroscientists or clinicians or educators. At this conference, there won't be any parallel sessions. And we have asked all of our speakers and even the poster presenters to avoid jargon so we can actually talk to one another from different fields and different backgrounds. And the different speakers are also have also been asked to explain their methods a little bit and to emphasize their methodological approaches and even the limitations of their research. A last aspect of our philosophy at this conference is open access. So as you may have noticed, all of our talks will be videotaped. And both these videos and the PDF files of the talks and the posters will be made available. And the idea is that not only you, but also the larger community will be able to access your work after the conference and to enter the discussion with us. In addition, Dr. Manuel Carrera's BT Memorial talk today at 6:30 will be live streamed and be available online on the internet. And we hope that this conference concept will enable more members really to access all this information and get into the discussion. Oops. A few remarks about the conference. So the spirit I already mentioned, interdisciplinary exchange and bridging the gaps is really a big topic. There will be no parallel sessions. There will be opportunities to chat, so a couple of rooms have been reserved for that, and open access to the data. In addition, as I said, we expected only a much smaller number initially, and I always thought that I was among the few people who wait until the last day to submit the abstract to a conference. But now I actually know, it's 95% of us who behave this way. And so for someone who organizes a conference, it can actually be scary if it takes so long, you know. And then the first couple of days, it started really, really slowly. And then there was this boom on the last day. And now we have 180 registrants for this conference. And 20,000 hits on our websites, which is just incredible, from 89 countries. We have registrants from 5 continents and many, many countries. And they are linguists and psychologists and neuroscientists and speech-language pathologists and educators. And all of these groups are represented here in the room. The topics, I think that this actually reflects on the extremely high quality, not only of the invited speakers, but of your work as well, of the posters and the presentations. And the topics will range from lexical and syntactic and morphological processing in late second language learners, to heritage languages and language attrition, to the acquisition of sign language, and to the speech language disorders in bilingual children, and many more. So these are just a few topics. I would like to thank you all for coming to Montreal and to contribute to this conference, and wish you fruitful interactions among each other and a few really awesome days here in this city. I give the floor to Mark Pell. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. Bonjour. It's very nice to see so many people here. Despite the cold, this is probably the coldest morning we've had this fall. And I know that there will be more people coming in. But it's a privilege to be able to host you and to see so many faces. And as I scan the audience, I'm starting to see a number of familiar faces that I haven't seen for some time. So we look forward to hosting you and getting to know you a little bit during this meeting. Au nom de l'École des sciences de la communication humaine, je vous souhaite la bienvenue à McGill et à Montréal et à cette conférence sur le multilinguisme qui fait partie d'une série d'événements que l'école a organisé pour souligner nos 50 ans comme département dans la faculté de médecine. We're very welcome to, very happy to welcome you to this conference, which is really one of a series of events that are trying to celebrate our 50th anniversary as a school within the Faculty of Medicine. And I'll tell you a little bit about the SCSD. We're a relatively small in McGill's term, small but vibrant unit that composed of 12 full-time professors and almost 90 graduate students and postdoctoral fellows. So we've grown quite a bit over the years, which you'll see tomorrow if you attend our open house at the post-conference events. We've got some stats and some interesting visuals that show the evolution of the school. And we offer graduate-level teaching programs that provide both professional training in speech-language pathology. So this is one of 5 professional training programs within the Faculty of Medicine. And as well, we provide advanced research training within the school, within the field of communication sciences and disorders, touching on a number of basic and applied questions within the field of communication sciences and communication disorders. We were the first training program to offer both professional and research training in this field in Canada. And this dual mission or dual focus of both both clinical and research training in the field remains very much a part of the identity of the school today. As we approached our 50th anniversary, I guess a couple years ago we began to talk about this. I see Laura smiling here. And because we thought, okay, it's our 50th is coming, what do we do? I suppose we should do something. We thought, gosh, what do we do? And then once we started to think more seriously about this, we set a number of goals to plan events that we thought could highlight some of the strengths that we've acquired as a unit in terms of both research and in clinical innovation. And we wanted to embark on projects that could reach out and have a positive impact on our community that could be in enduring events. So in the spring just this spring, I think in March, we organized a two-day on-campus hearing screening. These were free hearing screenings that we provided to the McGill and the Montreal community. And our clever master students worked with an audiologist and provided free hearing screenings. It was a phenomenally successful event, and we couldn't actually provide services to the number of people that came. And this is something that we will repeat at different locations on campus and in Montreal on an annual basis. More recently, on the second row, you can see we offered a workshop to and hands-on training for our clinical community, our community of speech-language pathologists, as well as our students, to provide hands-on training and knowledge about the potential application of ultrasound for use in interventions with individuals with speech sound disorders. And so this is an approach that is on the very cutting edge of clinical practice, and we had a very successful event and a training session on that just last week or 2 weeks ago. Along the way, we also developed a new symbol to represent the school, and you'll see it proudly displayed in green and blue here. So this is a symbol that we hope to take with us into the next half century to reflect our efforts and our achievements as a unit. But this conference is about research. So, and we are very fortunate among our group to have a number of individuals, researchers, who are playing a very important, making very meaningful contributions to the field of bilingualism and multilingualism from different vantage points. And so it gives us great pleasure then to be able to organize and to host this conference and to invite world experts, you, the world experts, to come and talk to us and to exchange ideas with us. We hope that this will foster further dialogue and further advances within the field. So we're very honored that you've accepted our call to participate in the conference. I wish everyone, je vous souhaite à tous une très bonne conférence. Enjoy the conference, and I hope that you'll also have some time to see a bit of Montreal and to wander the streets too as well, and enjoy the city. In addition to researchers from around the world, I also want to quickly recognize other members of our audience who are a very important part of our community. So there are a number of community clinicians, speech-language pathologists here, that many of whom supervise our students and are a very important part of our community. So welcome to you, and thank you for coming. And we also welcome our colleagues and our collaborators from our sister institutions here in Quebec and in Montreal. It's very nice to see you. Of course, this could not be possible without the financial and moral support of our sponsors. So I'd like to very gratefully acknowledge support from the Faculty of Medicine, from the Rose Weiselberg Foundation, the McGill Beatty Memorial Lectures Program, which has provided support for the public lecture tonight, the Center for Research on Brain Language and Music, which I hope you'll have chances to learn more about here if you don't already know the good work that's being done within the center, and Professor Lydia White from the Department of Linguistics, and a connections grant from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada to Dr. Carsten Steinhauer. These were very important, so thank you very much to these sponsors for your support. So, the final word always goes to the dean, I've learned that. So I would be very proud to present to you our dean, the Dean of Medicine, and the VP of Health Affairs at McGill University. Not only did he provide much appreciated financial support, he constantly gives important moral support and encouragement that I can assure you has served to strengthen the school and our activities and our ability to carry out our mission. And I know that entering the next half century under his leadership, that the school will get even stronger. So without further ado, I'll present Dr. David Eidelman, in fact, from the Dean of Medicine.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mark. Bienvenue à tous. C'est un grand honneur pour moi d'être ici parmi vous aujourd'hui. Bienvenue à cette conférence tellement intéressante et tellement importante. Je suis vraiment désolé que je ne serai pas parmi vous pendant la journée parce que je dois retourner à my day job. Really, it is a huge honor to be here today. You know, as dean, I get to bless many events, and some of them are kind of ordinary events. Some of them are extraordinary events. This one is an extraordinary event, 50 years for this school, and this fantastic symposium on multilingualism in this city. This is, I know some of you think this city is all about food and, you know, clubs and stuff, but this city is also about living in an intensely multilingual environment. You know, the average student in our medical school class speaks three languages. I work in the healthcare system here, and in our hospitals, we typically have people who we have to deal with about 100 languages on a regular basis. So a conference on multilingualism with outstanding scholars such as yourselves is really fantastic. I just want to thank Dr. Pell, Dr. Steinhauer, the scientific committee, and all those who contributed to make this possible, and who contribute to make sure that the School of Communication Sciences Disorders and the Center for Brain, Language, and Music are really the outstanding institutions that they are. So according to my speech here, it says that it's my job to tell you about the school a little bit. Apparently, the school, much like some of us, originally resided up on the hill of the Royal Victoria Hospital. So those of you who are not from Montreal will notice that there's a Scottish baronial building at the top of the hill that you can see from, like, on the mountain. And that's the old Royal Victoria Hospital, which is scheduled to close in just over a year. And there used to be an Institute of Otolaryngology there. The school was actually opened by the Premier of Quebec, Jean Lesage, at the time, and in the company of its founder, William McNally. Donald Deering became its first director. There were all of five students at the time. So the school has come a really long way. Today, the school's excellence, both in speech-language pathology training and communication sciences and disorders research, is renowned. The quality of these students is fantastic, as with our other schools, and it has Canada's largest PhD program in the field. De plus, l'école et le centre collaborent avec les autres établissements et institutions à Montréalais et aussi avec des institutions partout au monde. On est vraiment fiers de ce qui est accompli par cette école. The collaborations that many of you have are really important. And speaking personally, I think people who study language and communication are really cool. I was very impressed to see that you've decided to abandon jargon. I mean, this is very unusual in a scientific conference in my experience. It's clear that you are all very, very really hooked into communication. I'm told that over the next 2 days that you're going to be answering some really what says here is important, but what I would say is really cool questions. Can children grow up in two languages, be fully proficient in both? I know the answer to that question. À quel moment et comment les enfants devraient-ils apprendre une deuxième langue? I see that in today's press somebody gave an opinion about that. Are bilinguals smarter than monolinguals? Clearly they are. And if so, why? How best to treat children or adults who have language disorders? That's a very important question that deserves a lot of attention. I'm sure that a lot of interesting stuff's going to have here. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. I think you're going to really do some really cool science. And I congratulate you on this conference. Have fun, and congratulations. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Dean Eidelman, for your kind words. Before we start, I guess we have 5 minutes left. I would like to make a few additional announcements. Okay. So here are the announcements. Initially, when we didn't have funding, we couldn't afford lunch. Now we have the funding and we can afford lunch. So here's the story. It's not announced, I think, in the programs, but those of you who already have some reservations in fancy restaurants, go ahead and go there. Enjoy the food. For those, and especially for the poster presenters, I know that the time schedule is pretty tight, and you have to be there at the beginning of the poster session at the latest. So we have ordered lunch for everyone at the Thompson House. The poster session will not take place here. It will take place at the Thompson House, 5 minutes walk from here, so easy to access, and then lunch will be waiting for you. I would like to ask you all to give priority to the poster presenters because they have to work, you know. You can just enjoy the lunch and enjoy the posters. So poster presenters, please mount your posters on the boards as soon as you arrive there so people can walk around and have a look while you fill your plates. And then the lunch buffet will be open during the whole poster session as well, so there's really no need for rushing to the buffet and filling your plates. That's point number one. And yeah, there's limited space. So as I said, we didn't expect so many people. We are twice as many as we initially thought we would have, and it was impossible to rent a larger room, so this is what we have. And the ballroom at the Thompson House where the posters will be presented is even a little smaller, and the area of the buffet is really not huge, so take your time, you know, and give the poster presenters a priority. That's number one. Posters mount before the lunch. Excellent. Then the USB stick. So our vendors really let us down a little, and you may have noticed there was mention of a USB stick in our materials. They haven't arrived yet. We hope to get them today, and once we have them, we will announce it, and then you can just pick them up at the registration desk. So I will keep you posted. And then, yeah, tonight is the big hour for Manuel Carreras. He will give his BD talk, this BD memorial lecture, and that's at 6:30 in the Bronfman building. It's just four buildings down the street, so very easy to find, even closer than the Thompson House, so I would say 2 minutes walk. And before that, we will have a cocktail reception. And so no limitations. I know you all can behave, you know, so you can just order drinks, and we will have hors d'oeuvre, really yummy stuff, Montreal culture. So enjoy this. And given that this lecture has also been announced to the general public, and I know Le Devoir had an interview with Manolo yesterday, so there may be lots of other people coming, and we don't really know. We can't predict how many. So the room in the Bronfman building, room 151, is good for 200 people, and we are already 180. So I guess you have two options here. The first one is to leave a little earlier, right? The cocktail session or cocktail reception is between 5:15 and 6:15, but if you leave here a little later, well, you may not get a seat anymore. We have an overflow room over there as well, but, well, perhaps you might want to leave 10 past 6. The other option is you just stay here, enjoy your cocktail, and as I already announced, the whole talk will be video streamed and will be presented here on the screen as well, so you can just, yeah, be lazy, you know, stay here and enjoy your drink and the talk at the same time. Those are the two options, and that's all I have to say. And I guess now we will actually start the real session here. And the arrangement is as follows. So we will have a pretty tight schedule. The invited talks will be 30 minutes, including discussion. And the other oral presentations will be 20 minutes, including discussion. We won't be interrupting you. So if you take a few more minutes, and use up the whole time without discussion, well, that's up to you. However, I would like to encourage you to use only up to the last 5 minutes or so, and then actually enable the audience to ask questions. We have two microphones, one in the middle here and one over there. So if you have urgent questions, perhaps move to the microphone even during the talk and prepare yourself so we won't lose any time. And then after 30 minutes for the invited talks and after 20 minutes, we will say this is the end and now we will have the next speaker.